Spell pneumatic with a P, please.
Pneumatic.
Spell it for me.
All right, well, you guys are on with Nick and Ed, our weekly podcast. Congratulations.
Those guys were the best.
What does that even mean, though?
Those guys were the best. That was when we called Keegan, Travis, and Cole, our friends.
They're our friends.
They got excited.
Yeah, they're our friends.
They got a little bit excited. It was like they had this feeling.
Bam!
So this episode is sponsored by...
Yeah, well, no, it's not sponsored by... It's sponsored by
Kotex. No, they're giving us money. No, they're not tampons. No,
yeah,
they're not
sponsored by
Kotex.
The tampons.
No. Wait. That was episode one.
Okay, well, gas
now
price...
It's episode four.
Dude, when I went to fill up my tank today, the gas was really high, so...
Sounds like you could use some big-ass savings.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Kmart. Shout out to Kmart.
Shout out to Kmart for joking. Giving us some money.
Not actually tampons. We don't like those. Nick eats them sometimes.
I eat them. They're actually good for stopping nosebleeds, if you didn't know.
That's a classic movie with Amanda Bynes. She's the man.
Oh, yeah, the soccer one.
Yeah,
that one's good.
That's where
it's
from.
Where she pretends to be a guy?
Yeah, and then she tells him that it's good to put the tampons up his nose.
But how does he know that? Yeah, dude, got it.
Because she's a girl, but... Yeah, I know, exactly.
But she's a guy.
That's why he wonders.
Exciting Friday. It's Friday, what is it, May 31st?
Is that the day?
That's the date? Walking. What was I going to tell you? There's so many stories. So today, I was sitting on my deck, hanging out outside.
Please speak in the mic a bit more, please.
Oh, I was hanging out outside, outside, on the deck, and I see these three guys walk into the forest behind my house and sit down, and they're coughing.
Oh.
And I'm sort of like starting
At the moment, he's thinking like they're having like coughing up blood or something, some sort of...
Yeah, I thought they might have been injured, like being chased by a wild boar. And so I kept watching,
stayed outside, we're back. Okay, yeah.
And, they're kind of like looking around all paranoid, so I put two and two together. And it's, well, they're probably smoking marijuana. And then I thought I recognized one of them.
Yeah.
And so I texted him. I was like, yo, what are you doing? He's like looking around, like all scared. How do you know that, bro? So I go out, went into the forest, said hello, welcomed them back, gave them some drinks, you know. Made them feel at home. That was my good Samaritan story.
You should have busted them.
No, why would I bust it? You're the one that wants to be the cop. I don't want to be a cop.
What do you want to be?
I don't know. I don't know yet. Oh, Music producer, probably.
Yeah, probably.
A professional podcast producer.
We want to be famous at a little podcast.
Yeah,
no one ever likes us, apparently, because everyone's rude these days.
No, it's not that they're rude. They just don't want to listen to an hour.
Because they just don't care. Nobody cares these days, eh?
Exactly.
Well, we're not doing an hour anymore.
You know who listens to my podcast the most? My parents.
I know.
Like, who does that?
No, like, Ben Bisson, he's our best fan.
Let's shout out to Ben Bisson.
Yeah.
And Rachel Hurden, too.
Yeah.
All these people.
Jimmy will be one of our fans.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Jimmy. Hold on, folks.
Yeah, shout out to Jimmy. We'll give Jimmy a little word here.
Hi, I'm Jimmy.
Yeah, that's our friend Jimmy.
Is it Q&A with Jimmy right now?
No.
Okay, in a minute. Because my mic can reach. I finally figured out my mic can reach.
Yeah, it can come in a little holder.
Might be Q&A with Jimmy, folks. Actually, it's going
to
be. Okay.
Okay, so first part of the segment, I forgot
to set my timer. I'll set it for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got to set the timer because, you know, the first mishap with the episode.
Must have been a miscarriage.
Just toots.
Oh, cut the crap.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever heard a little kid do that?
What?
Like, they're like about to, like, go to the bathroom or something, and then you ask, oh, do you have to go to the bathroom? No, just toots.
Never heard. Never.
I got that from another podcast.
Never. Has anyone ever heard that? No.
No.
So, anyways, on the topic of what we're talking about, anyways, that story, that was a good story, but now that story's done.
Yeah. Thank you for reiterating that, Kate. Why are you wearing sunglasses in my basement that you stole?
Explain how
you came into possession of those glasses,
okay,
please.
Okay, we're not going to... Please, I did not steal from people.
No, you didn't steal from people. You stole from a car.
But it was my girlfriend's car, so...
So that's allowed.
And she gave them to me, folks. Yeah. So I wasn't stealing, folks.
Folks?
You're all folk.
You're folks? You won glasses! Congratulations! Okay, so first up, we have the spell it for me word of the week.
Spell it for
me. Wait. What do you want? Say the word and then...
I want you to spell it for me.
What?
Oops.
We forgot.
Okay, so the word is... Tyrannosaurus.
Spell it for me.
Please. Once again, Tyrannosaurus.
Is it Tyrannosaurus with a Y or an I?
I can't tell you how to spell it. That would ruin
you. You don't know yourself. Okay.
I wrote it out here. I think this
is Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus.
I don't even know what I'm saying when I'm trying to spell it. Please, people, give me a piece of paper next time.
This is how I usually spell it for me. This is how I usually spell it. I don't know if it's right.
Okay.
Tyre, T-Y-R, then anus.
There's two N's.
A.
Tyre anus.
Tyre anus O Russ.
There's two that's N's
in the anus. Can I please tell you folks something?
Is that two nicks in the anus? Is that two? What do you want?
Yo, John, give me a water. I'm thirsty as shit. John.
Can you get out of water?
No, not actually. Oh, fail, folks. No, never mind. Just keep it, folks. Keep it. I have a
word for you to spell. What's a word for you and me to spell?
Okay.
Pneumatic with the P, please.
Me?
Yes.
As in P, the
can
starting,
you
like silent
spell
P.
Spell it for me. Pneumatic with a P.
Spell
oh.
it for me.
Pneumatic with a P.
Spell it for me.
Yes.
Are you trying to ask me to spell?
No.
What are you trying to ask me to spell?
Pneumatic with a P.
Spell it for me.
Okay, I see. Okay. I'm bad at this. You're better.
It's a pneumatic
P N.
Oh, thank God.
E U.
M
A T I C.
Oh, thank God! Hit the celebration button.
Dun, 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 dun. I spell.
You got it, folks. Pneumatic with a P, not pneumatic without a P. Pneumatic. Okay.
Okay. In this next section of the podcast, I wanted to ask you some.
Wait, can I please tell a story first? Because you had a story time, I get a story
time.
Yeah,
you know what? Go for it.
Okay. So basically, our class, I'm sitting there.
It's a free country.
Yeah. So we always sit there, and we always sit beside each other, but Nick wasn't there this morning.
And then
morning.
A kid runs up and yells,
"Sounds like you could use some big-ass savings."
I don't know who he was.
That never happened.
Continue.
Okay. No, because I knew you weren't going to be there, because you always text me, "Oh, where are you? But you never text.
What day are you talking about right now?
Today.
Oh, okay.
And so Dan, I'm like, oh, where's Nick? And someone asked me, and then I was like, I don't know. And then Dan DeSanders, shout out Dan Sanders, best guy. He yells,
best token.
Oh, he's just busy. He's making some meals. He actually said that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what, really? Because I thought maybe he saw you in the hall or something.
Making meals.
Turns out, no, he's like, oh, I'm just kidding. So it made me sad as hell. And then eventually Nick comes late. So
I came late. Cindy drove me in.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. We're back, folks.
We're back. That's a good story. I like Dan. He had a nice toga. Okay. Today was toga day.
It was
pretty funny.
But me and you didn't do it and we got chirped, but they're actually the ones being chirped because Kaylin looked like a freaking Cinderella. No, she looked like Princess Peach and she's trying to tell me and I'm like, that's not a toga. She set up the toga day and she did, the worst toga. It's literally what it was. It was the worst toga. It looked like crap.
Yeah, I know. And
it was a
this
dress.
Is the other thing. This is the other thing. Name officially on the valedictorian ballot.
Oh, Nick is officially on the valedictorian ballot. You do a vote.
Let's have a clap.
And basically, hold on, folks.
You're good.
We got a
you're all good.
Short message.
Welcome to the gentleman's club.
Oh,
welcome to it.
God.
Welcome to it.
Canadian club. Yo, Canadian club whiskey.
Thing that Nick goes, you're good. Oh, you're good. Okay.
So it's me.
So basically, it's him probably
and
Andrew Cook.
And two other guys. And Kachief. You know that Kachief guy? Kachief.
Oh, worse.
So
Nick's going to win. I hope Nick wins.
I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be close because people
may... Can we please post up pictures saying vote for Nick? Because I hope Nick wins.
It's not a competition.
No, but it's about me wanting you to win.
And I want to win too, but I'm not going to be that guy.
Yo, at my work, Josh is that guy. He takes up two spaces on the name. When you sign in, he writes his name. Actually, I do it for him, so it makes him look like that guy. I take up two spaces. Anyways.
Okay, so here's your physiological. What's it called?
Philosophical.
Thank you, Dim. Finally. Thank God I remembered.
Wait.
Philosophical.
Oh, folks are okay.
Physiological.
Philosophical.
Thank you.
Philosophical questions for you. And I just want to see, I'm interested in your opinion on how to answer.
Okay. I usually have opinions. Yes.
These are like two of the most common questions.
Yep, that's what comes along with being
okay. I think I've asked you this before, but if a tree falls in a forest.
Oh, this is my favorite question.
Okay,
thank God you brought it up.
Let me finish.
Because me and my dad are here for hours. Please. Okay, yes. Go along.
Okay, so if a tree falls in a forest.
I know the correct answer to this
and
question.
And no
folks.
One's around.
Yes.
Doesn't make a sound.
Okay, this is how it works, people. I'm going to explain it right now. You're about to be mind blown because no one knows the answer to this question, but I know. It makes a sound. Okay. No, it doesn't. Yeah, the answer is, this is the answer, folks. This is the answer. I'm trying to explain it. Here's the tree. It falls. Sound waves. But for there to be sound, the eardrum has to, the only way sound happens is if the eardrum picks
it up. But does a bird hear it? Does a squirrel hear it?
No, if no one's there, it does not make a sound. That's your answer.
Because scientifically,
the sound waves aren't being picked up. Scientifically, sound waves have to be picked up to make a sound.
But then you can argue if plants can hear. Because what if a plant is around? Obviously, can the tree hear itself dying?
No, they don't have eardrums. Yes, it has to be able to, the sound wave, sound waves don't make a noise, people, unless it goes in your eardrum.
Okay, all right, so you're saying that it doesn't make a sound.
No, it does not. But is a 10-pound robin fat? Does the bear shit in the woods?
Did the bear push over the tree? Okay.
That's my favorite question, folks. Scientific.
Next question. Here's another one. Are you naked if you're wearing socks? That's my question. Are you considered naked?
Yeah, I consider naked being when your private parts are showing, so yes.
But if you're going by the definition of naked, that's being like your birthday suit. That's what? Like you being completely naked, like as if you came out of your mama's coochie.
But no, naked. Really when naked,
how
it.
How long does the universe go on for?
Naked is seriously the definition of having your private parts exposed.
You think so, or is that what society makes it?
I think that's what it is.
Okay, bam!
Let's Google it.
Okay, you have any questions for me? You always have questions.
Yeah. What color is a mirror?
Color's a mirror. The color of tinfoil.
No, it's actually gray.
It's gray?
Actually, it's
the backside of a mirror is gray.
That's because then it has to bounce off.
But it has like a metallic tint. I know what you mean.
Okay, people, we have the definition of naked. Of a person or body. No, of a person or part of the body without clothes. Without the usual covering or protection. Each man was carrying a naked sword. The sword was naked, folks, apparently, in that definition.
It was missing its sheath.
Can I tell you a question?
Yeah.
What color is your shirt?
My shirt right now is striped, gray, and dark.
Every color except gray and black, because that's the color reflecting off. So.
What?
You should have took science class.
I quit after grade 10 applied science.
My shirt is every color except white.
No, your shirt is white.
No, it's reflecting the white.
Do you ever wonder?
Come on, you need to take science class, folks.
Okay, well, do you ever wonder? This is my question. Excuse me. This is my question.
Jet. What?
I have to burp like shit. Okay, this is my question.
Please just tell me.
Okay, are you going to listen or are you going to
tell? Yes.
Okay, so my question is.
Did you not have any more philosophical? Do people?
This is a question. This is a philosophical question.
Ask it.
Let it out. Do you see colors the same as someone else sees a color? Like, let's say I say your shirt's white. Maybe someone else sees it as like an off-white. Like, do you ever think of that?
But
like,
that's just a stubborn person.
Red? Yeah, but no. But is something red or is something a different color? You're just seeing it that color, and someone else sees it differently.
Well, then that has to do with the eye. It's not about like, is this red? Everybody sees it as red.
But not everybody might.
Not the same color.
Exactly. That's
not the exact same shade.
That's the thing.
So like, that just has to do with how good my grandpa's eyesight is. He's actually blind in one
eye. If you're comparing it to
he's
him.
Blind in one
which
eye.
Which one? Ball or
I
bell?
I don't know. Ball. Grandpa Ball. He can't see. One eye is blind.
I have an eye patch over there if he wants it.
I want it.
What were you saying?
I was going to say a philosophical question should be like.
Hold on.
Give him the mic.
Cut that thought, folks.
You know the movie with the actor that the actor, I don't know, he's like, what's his name? Nicholas something.
Jim Carrey, Mask. Was that it?
No. Nick Cage. Oh, your little cord's buzzing there. Okay. You gotta keep it still.
They travel through doors and they get through time or something.
Okay, it's gonna be Inception, folks.
Limitless.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the. Oh, I know what you mean. The Disturbia. One with Matt Damon.
Is someone actually controlling?
Yeah, the one with Matt Damon.
I've never seen it.
And they go through the doors and
I've never seen it.
Oh, what's it called?
I've never seen
Google,
it. But
Google Matt Damon's IMDb.
You should have seen the concept we had the other day where you step on a random ant. Remember, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Should I tell Jimmy what
my
thoughts are?
Yeah, explain it. Explain it again for the viewers that didn't hear it.
Well, now my mom's going to see that there's a naked definition in my Google.
Well, does she search your history?
Okay.
No, that's.
So. People are always saying, oh, like, this is my thoughts. Like, why did this person have to die or why did that person have to die? They never did anything to deserve it. But I'm walking down the street. I step on a random ant. That's just how it happens. It just happens. It's just because it's not like it was chosen.
Yeah.
It just happened to be that way.
How do we
Because that's impossible. I don't think anybody chooses. Okay, folks, we're back on with an echo for some reason. Oh, okay, it's gone.
Sorry, I was setting up the phone mic. I thought we could call our friend Adam, see what he's up to right now.
Do you have no more philosophical questions or anything
not
to ask
this,
me?
Not at this point in time.
Wow.
Sorry, I'll get more. I was busy.
Big slap to the face.
Yo, the movie, oh, what's it called? I know
what
it's called.
Can we please just talk about, remember the Mazda kid who says,
yeah, Adjustment Bureau, such a good movie.
Oh, Better Business Bureau. Shout out to Better Business Bureau, BBB for short.
Okay, that's... Okay, can I call Fleel now?
Can I just ask one more question? Remember the classic hoax that was going around where the Mazda kid, zoom, zoom, he got ran over by Mazda? No, that never happened. I don't know if it happened, but I'm saying no, it never happened. Why would it happen? God. Random fact time. Fastest car in the world, Bugatti Veyron. So, random fact time.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, who's candy?
I'm not me. Are we calling Adam? You know his number?
He's probably not going to pick up again. I remember last time.
It's Johnny from the radio.
Leave a message.
What the hell? We're not. Okay, we're leaving another message.
At the tone, we're leaving. Please always leave one.
We'll leave a message.
If you finished your recording, you may hang up.
Let me tell him.
We called him last episode, too.
To leave a callback number that you can be reached at, press 1.
I don't want to leave a callback number.
Hey, Adam, you said that if we called you again, you'd answer, and we left you a 2-minute message last time, so here it goes.
Yeah, listen, so this is episode 4, and we've called you twice now on air.
So you're not getting another one anytime soon because...
Yeah, no, this is your last chance. If you don't call us back within a minute and a half of hearing this message, your time is done. You will never want ever again.
Nick, this is troubleshoot. He might not read it for like a day.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we're sorry that you didn't pick up on behalf of us and on behalf of you. We're just sorry.
Like the time when Lawson dropped the paper. We're sorry, man.
Yeah, we're sorry.
We're so sorry.
Back in the basement, back to the basics. But you're going to face it on a snap.
Okay, that's enough. Anyway, Phil, we'll see you on Monday.
Oh my God, longest message.
Too bad he didn't
pick up, huh? Okay, are we going to pull... We should pull a prank phone call.
Should we do... No, remember Johnny?
Johnny on the radio, what song would you like to hear?
Spell it for me.
Spell what for you?
Poning.
P-W-N-O-I-N-G. Poning. All right, we'll do it. Let's just... Do you want me just to do...
I'm a treasure eminimity. Yo,
I'll just do a random-ass prank phone call. Can you get, a grocery store that's open? 45 minutes away, is that long distance? Shopper's Drug Mart.
Nick,
Can you get a Shopper's Drug Mart in Kanata? I can prank phone call?
I can't believe that's all the questions we had. Like, I'm pissed.
Just
I'm
wait.
Actually furious.
My question is, Dim, can you get a Shopper's Drug Mart Kanata phone number? Just Google Shopper's Drug Mart Kanata. I'll prank phone call.
Illegal.
I'll ask them if I can get, like, naked
illegal?
Women on my cake,
folks?
Or something. Because we're doing an honest...
While he's doing that, can we just touch on a subject? It's a really touchy subject. I say that every time, but...
What subject?
Our school does not have air conditioning.
Oh, I know. It's not a problem.
And I wear pants. It's plus 30, folks.
Why did you wear pants?
It should be illegal.
Sounds like you could use some big-ass saving. 1102
Klondike Road, Kanata. Okay, perfect. Give me that number.
I was sitting there sweating, just sitting.
Okay. 1 second.
Not second. Second.
613.
6010.
Hopefully they can hear us. I have a pretty bad phone down here. So.
Thank you for calling Shoppers Drug Mart.
All right.
Grant, open to midnight. To refill your prescription using our automated.
I don't
want to
refill anything.
If you are calling from a physician's office, press 2.
Nope.
For all other pharmacy inquiries, press 3.
Nope.
For customer service,
Klondike
including
Road,
beauty boutique
Klondike
and
bar.
Photo finishing, press 4. For our location, store, and pharmacy hours,
I got a good prank
press
phone call.
5. For our management, for customer service, press 1. For beauty boutique, press 2. One moment, please.
Oh God, I'm so scared. I'm just going to let Nick talk the whole time because he decapitated cameras.
Okay.
You can't laugh.
Shoppers Sports Drug Mart. Jill speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm wondering if you do prom hair at your store.
Hair? No, we only do makeup.
Oh, you do makeup? Okay, what kind of makeup? Can I ask about the prices?
The pricing. Let me see if I can find something.
I look for something that is not too expensive, right, but also doesn't look too cheap. I don't want my daughter looking like a tramp.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. If you want to hold on one sec, our beauty expert, she was just leaving.
Okay, if you can get her, that'd be wonderful.
I'm going to catch her
if
she goes out. So if you just give me 2 minutes.
Yes, yes.
I'll ask them, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. One sec.
And so it begins.
I think we got hung up on.
Okay, let's just take it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jen speaking. I was inquiring about your makeup prices.
Right. Okay. So basically, what it is, if a group of people come, there's usually a charge. But if it's just an individual, just say you bring your daughter in for her makeup for prom.
My daughter Suki.
Yeah, there's normally no charge. Then it depends, like, you do have to book an appointment, though.
What are the type of things that you do for her?
Oh, well, they would do, depending what she wanted, you know, if she wanted, like, the natural look, you know, a little bit of eyeshadow and mascara and maybe some, you know, blush, and, you know, they'd make her look pretty.
Okay, she likes looking natural. I just don't want my daughter looking like a tramp.
Oh gosh, no, absolutely not.
Like with a heavy eyeshadow and other, I was uncomfortable with this.
The ladies that do the makeup application, they're really, really good.
Okay.
And they'll, you know, all she has to do is tell them, and you come along as well, and just, you know, tell them what you want.
Okay.
And you know, you can say no, you know what, I don't like it, it's too dark, but they'll listen to exactly what you want.
Is there any extra features that cost money?
No, I don't think so. The only thing is there has to be more than, like, if it's a weekend, there has to be...
Suki, go to bed.
Sorry. Oh, that's okay. If it's the weekend,
she was looking
for
fake eyelashes.
Just need, like, two beauty experts on duty so that one can, you know, do the makeup application, and then the other one can tend to the customers that are coming in and wanting to, you know.
Oh yeah, she Suki, you want fake eyelashes, huh? She wants fake eyelash.
Yeah, they would put that on. Now, I don't know to what extent. I know just a simple makeup application, there's no charge. But then I don't know what they would charge for. But, like, when is her prom?
Next month, a month away.
A month away, yeah. So basically, if you book the appointment... Like, for, I'm assuming it's on a Saturday.
Do you match the eyeshadow with her dress?
Oh my gosh, there's tons of eyeshadow here. I'm sure they could. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You could do, though.
What?
Come in.
Okay.
And then, like, and bring your daughter with you.
Oh.
And just speak to one of them and say, you know, you want to get your makeup done for prom. The color of my dress is this, and ask them if they can show you, like, a simple makeup application and
see
ahead of time what it's going to look like.
Oh, okay.
And they'd be more than happy to do that with you, you know, for you. They're, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
so yeah, on Saturdays there's always two people. During the week they're only here till 10 o'clock.
Okay. Suki, I said pay now! Sorry. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, love you, bye.
How good was that?
Okay, Suki, bye. Okay, yeah.
That's surprising.
Wait. Dude, it was so funny because you said, I love you. I swear you said it when you said, Suki, I love you. And then, what part of me would you say? Nothing, girl. Suki, I take her up.
Okay, folks.
It was so funny. You're gonna have to listen back to that.
It's currently crying.
It's funny. It is so funny. Oh my god.
I was trying not to laugh. Imagine we were still on the phone.
I just got the worst hiccups ever.
Okay, shut it off. That was our time, but people are going to want to listen to it.
All right, that's all the time we have on the...
When she talked to you, you're like, what? You sound like a man. You're like, you know what you do? Oh, what?
You know what you do?
Okay. Cancel it, folks. That's it.
Okay.
Play the outro music. Somehow it was playing during...
Okay, anyway, thanks for saying...
That girl got really into it. Thanks. She was nice. Yeah. Shout out to her for being a makeup. Good sport.
She fucking loves it.
Let's go.
Okay, thanks for tuning in this week for episode number 4.
You gotta listen. I hope people listen to this one. It's funny.
People are gonna listen to this one. It's funny as fuck. So anyways, we'll upload it right now. Anyway, it'll be up in around 24 hours or so.
All
right.
Bye, folks.
Anyway, catch you later. Thanks for listening. Me and Ed and Jimmy are out.
Ed and Nick.
Ed and Nick. Signing off.
Signing off.
Pilots forever. All right. See you later. Bye.